The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I am in the studio with Miss Vicki Middlebrook. Vicki, Josh right now is out at the Home and Garden Show, but we hear he's on his way into the studio, so he'll be joining us soon. But, you know, we had a really great time at the Home and Garden Show. Vicki and I and our team were there. A lot of you came by our booth and said hi.
That's right.
And it was a lot of fun. The other thing that we gave some little grab bags and, you know, Vicki, we're going to be doing an investment seminar.
That's right.
And we're talking about how to build wealth through the ownership of residential real estate. What we mean by that is by buying a property that is an investment where your intention is to put a tenant in that property. Let your tenant make the monthly payment and you get the equity. Now, that's oversimplifying. I get it. But we're going to be teaching that class.
Yeah, and this class is for those that are buying their first property all the way to maybe you have 50 to 100 properties. Everyone can learn something in this class. The content is the content. And, you know, the secret to buying one and leveraging that and buying another and another, I mean, it just kind of can be a domino effect.
It is a domino.
In building wealth.
And we're going to tell you how to do that. We're going to have a lender there that deals with investment properties that can tell you what that looks like. If you're a cash buyer, we'll talk about that. If you need to take the equity out of your existing properties, we'll talk about that. So we're going to cover all phases of investing in residential real estate. And our first one is going to be February 2nd at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231, and we are happy to give you more information on our investment seminar. And again, it was so much fun seeing so many of you out at the Home and Garden Show.
It was. And you know, we've done this investment seminar in the past, but once COVID hit, we kind of took a break.
Yeah.
And we helped many of our listeners. It was exciting to meet with you and help you build wealth and to hear the stories of putting kids, you know, you're going to be able to put kids through college, or we've had several that came to us and they wanted to start their retirement plan.
Oh, that's right.
And so they wanted to buy that investment property for their retirement. So it's always awesome when we get to meet you and help you build wealth through real estate.
You know, Vicki, I bought three for my retirement, so I've got those three, but I refuse to retire. So do I qualify for that?
You qualify for
okay,
that.
Good. Just wondering. I bought them for retirement. I just didn't know if that meant that I needed to retire. I'm not quite ready to hang up the old hat yet.
No, she's not.
Let's get on with our residential real estate update. And this is going to be, Vicki, for houses that are $1 million plus, which is where you're really an expert in because you do oversee the Carol Royce Luxury Division.
Yeah. So in this week's Luxury Report, all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, there's 1,701 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $55 million. The current average price luxury for sale home is $2.66 million, with days on market averaging 119 days.
That's up. Okay.
So if we take a look at what's coming soon on the market in that over a million price point, there's 92 properties coming soon, priced from $1 million to a high of $12.5 million. The average coming soon price for those properties, $2.17 million. Now, under contract and escrow, these homes have buyers on them. They're going through the inspection period. They might be paying cash or they could be getting a mortgage financing. Under contract and escrow, there's 500 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $14.95 million. The average price luxury home in escrow right now, $2.31 million, with days on market averaging 102 days.
Interesting. You know what I find interesting about your report, Vicki? Number one is, you know, 119 days on market for those that are active. So we have really seen the time on market, meaning how long it takes it from the day it was listed until the day it sells, how that has expanded.
That's right. And it's expanding out there. And for a while, the luxury market was still moving really fast. Mm-hmm. Some properties are, but we are seeing a bit of a slowdown in the luxury market now here in Maricopa and Pinal County.
Not a stopping.
But just the days on market
longer.
Are getting
mm-hmm.
longer.
I agree.
And if we take a look at just since the first of the year, we had 73 luxury homes that have closed escrow. The average price for those homes, $1.72 million, with days on market averaging 81 days. And if we want to kind of just do a review for what was the highest price that's closed year to date so far, that's $7.52
million. Wait a minute. So you're saying that, to date, since January 1st.
Since January 1st, year to date.
Yes,
the highest price that's closed in our MLS so far this year is $7.52 million. Now, I know, Carol, you always like to see what's going on that over $1.5 million market. So if we take a look at those homes that have closed escrow since the first of the year, we've had 31 close over $1.5 million with an average price of $2.49 million. And those days on market are averaging 78 days.
Okay. So that $1.5 million mark, and the reason we do that is because many of our very nice production homes are selling in that $1 million price range and a little above. So
that's right.
When we get up to the 1.5, we're getting more of the true custom homes.
But what's interesting, Carol, is we were tracking that last year, mm-hmm. the 1.5 million and mm-hmm. above. But unfortunately, as the market has kind of softened a bit, some of those homes that were pushed up, that were some of the production homes, not all of them, but some of them that were pushed up so fast in the bidding wars have now dropped, and they're not in that category. So it's interesting to see as the market kind of shifts around and prices have kind of, you know, fallen a bit in the valley. It's interesting to see what's going on out there.
You know, Vicki, that brings up a very, very, very good point because, you know, when you're dealing in these higher end homes, that we're talking a lot of dollars.
We are.
And you need to deal with real estate agents that know the market because many times a seller depends on the realtor to help them achieve the right pricing for their home. If you go with an agent that gives a pie in the sky number, the challenge for you as a seller is you're going to sit on the market. You're going to languish.
And be frustrated.
But the longer you're on the market, the lower the offers tend to come in.
Right. Absolutely. You know, we watch this play out over and over again where folks will say, but I really want to get this amount for my home. And so they'll start with a high number because then they think that they need to set their price for negotiating. And then all of a sudden you'll see a home that actually sells for less money than had that seller priced it at market value.
Mm-hmm.
And determining market value is totally different today than it was even 6 months ago.
Oh, it's very different today.
Because with the market changing and with so much inventory coming on, and we're seeing more homes come on the market now that we're through the holidays.
Well, we really are. And this always happens. This time of year, it's a seasonal thing. People will they'll stall a little bit November, December coming on the market, and so January here they come. They'll come on the market, but it's interesting again that our days on market are expanding. And when we see this, Vicki, generally speaking, and you can't color everybody with the same crayon, but we are seeing a balancing of the market, meaning our market is not wildly favoring the seller. It's not wildly favoring the buyer. It's a pretty balanced market.
Right. We are starting to see more, you know, of a normal market.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what happened the first quarter of last year.
Throw
That's
it
over.
Away.
That's
it's over. Forget the 2% interest rates, 3% interest rates. That's over. But now we deal with reality. And reality is not a bad thing. You have to get your home priced right. Your agent has to know pricing, has to know your neighborhood. They have to know something about the area that you're living in so they can accurately price it.
And they need to understand what are the buyer patterns? What are the buyers currently doing out there? So it's not just looking at backwards data of what's sold,
no,
but what
much
are the
more
buyers
than that.
And understanding the pattern of the buyers and what are the buyers making offers on, what price points. Buyers typically don't just look in your one subdivision.
They don't.
They're typically looking in a mile you know, to 10-mile radius, depending on if they haven't narrowed down the city. Maybe they're narrowing it down based on school parameters. But whatever that buyer is doing, what are those patterns out there?
And so, Vicki, you and I study these. We study the trends. We study the market. We use something that we design called the pricing strategy, which is very, very accurate. We know how to price these houses so the seller doesn't lose thousands of dollars and so that the buyers are attracted to the house because it's priced correctly. That's a win for you as a seller. And you know what? It's a win for the buyer.
Absolutely. People feel better when they feel like it's a win-win for both parties.
Truly.
When we're in an unbalanced market, I can tell you, when we were last January, February, March, April, May, and the seller would constantly feel like, what if I could have gotten more money? What if I would have just held out another 30 days, 60 days, 90 days to sell this house?
Mm-hmm.
I could have gotten maybe another $20,000, $30,000. So there was just never a satisfied feeling there. And then the buyers felt like, I overpaid. What if I could have bought a different house or negotiated and didn't feel stuck with the home?
This is not that
in
market.
In a balanced market, mm-hmm. kind of like we are today, it's kind of a win-win. The seller's excited to sell their home. They're thankful for that buyer. That buyer's excited.
Truly.
Because maybe they had some closing costs paid or they were able to negotiate a little and they had some time to breathe to make their offer.
And that's so very important in this market. We are still seeing a lot of cash in our high-end market. We are seeing a lot of buyers coming into Arizona still, and we are seasonal, so we're beginning to get into that season. We have the Super Bowl coming, Barrett Jackson coming, the Phoenix Open coming. There's a lot of excitement in our local Arizona real estate market, right, Vicki?
That's right. You are listening to the Carol Reese Real Estate Show. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone, call her today, 480-776-5231, or go to carolhasthebuyers.com. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Reese, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I am in the studio once again with Miss Vicki Middlebrook. And Vicki, we've got a very special lady in the studio with us today, and she is quite the expert on a subject that, you know, most people don't even consider. But we're going to talk a little bit about title insurance today and title companies, escrow companies. You can just put that together. But Miss Sherry Hegemeister is with us today. This is an impressive title, Vicki. We know her as Sherry, but listen to her title. She is the Internal Audit Compliance Manager for the Western Division of Title Alliance. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, listen. You know, when you buy and sell real estate in the state of Arizona, it's commercial real estate. But for our purposes today, Sherry, we're going to talk residential real estate.
Okay.
As residential real estate agents, Vicki, our sales contracts with sellers and buyers go through title companies.
Correct.
Sherry, what is the purpose of a title company? Why do we do that rather than just write a contract on a napkin and go down to record it at the county recorders when it's done?
We are your neutral third party. We are there to check the background of your property, make sure you have the right seller, make sure we clear any liens or mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that title is insurable.
Mm-hmm.
That's important for your buyer when they go to sell the property. They come back to you, of course, to sell their property. But we want to make sure that their title is marketable. It's clear. They have sole right to that property and to do with whatever they want to with it.
You know, Vicki, sometimes when we use Title Alliance, they are our go-to title agency because of Sherry and her wisdom in this and because of the service that our clients get. But sometimes, Sherry, we'll bring a contract in and we'll hear, well, you know, there is an encroachment. There is this, that there are easements. Did you know that there's an easement running across the property? So these things are discovered during what process?
Those are discovered when we are searching the background of the property.
Okay.
It will come out on your title report that mm-hmm. we provide to buyer, seller, and both agents
mm-hmm.
and to the lender as well.
Right.
It shows everything of record.
Right.
So if it's recorded, we're going to find it, and we're going to tell you about it.
Boy, that is important. That is important for the seller, Vicki, but very, very important for the buyer. Because the buyer, when they close on that property, Sherry, they need to know some things. They need to know that all of the encumbrances and liens have been cleared. They have been
Correct.
Paid off. And that word marketable title, if you're listening to us today and you think that that's not an important word, that is a critically important word. Because if the buyer closes and they don't have marketable title, what does that mean for that buyer down the road when they want to sell that property?
That means they're going to run into situations that are going to have to be cleared that they may or may not have been involved in from the past.
True. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. And, you know, so Vicki, title companies are very important.
Again, yes, they are.
The Carol Royce team, we use Title Alliance. And, you know, Sherry, it's with your vast, vast knowledge that when there is an issue with title, getting title cleared for a buyer or title for a seller, many times if we feel, Sherry, that we're going to have a problem with a piece of property, we'll come to Title Alliance first and say, will you run a preliminary title report?
Absolutely.
Because this issue or that issue may crop up, and we'd rather settle this in the beginning, get it cleared, than try to do it in the middle of the transaction.
Exactly. And that comes up a lot when you have, like, ranch and farm property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you have an estate that you're dealing with that the mm-hmm, heirs mm-hmm. may not know what the principals have done with the property in the past,
right?
How many liens or mortgages
yeah.
there
yeah.
might be against
it. I know.
It gives you a head start on getting the title clear.
It really does. And Vicki, you know, we deal a lot with that. We deal with siblings that call us and say, mom and dad have passed and I've been named the personal representative of their estate and we'd like to get this home on the market. And Sherry, I thank you for bringing that up because that is so critical. And those instances where the children may or may not know,
exactly.
we'll always ask Title Alliance to run a preliminary title report, right, Vicki? So we know.
That's right. So many times, too, when you get into the estates, we need to know, is it in a trust?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Do the kids have the right to sell the home? Different things like that. So we also have to seek title's wisdom many times to say, what is recorded here?
That's so true, Sherry.
Exactly. And what we're going to look at the background, see if they owned it individually or in a trust, mm-hmm. look at the paperwork and advise you on what steps need to be taken if the children do not or the heirs do not have authority to sign your listing agreements and or your contracts.
Boy, this is very, very important, Vicki, because the worst thing as realtors we can do is run out and throw a property on the market, get a buyer, get into the title situation, get midway into closing it, Sherry, and find out there's a big problem. There's
exactly.
a big problem. Sellers lose patience, but I'll tell you, buyers lose patience, and buyers get nervous if there are red flags thrown up. Buyers get very nervous, and who can blame them, Sherry?
Absolutely. We're here to
yeah.
make sure that there are no surprises for you.
Uh-huh.
Sherry had mentioned the farm and ranches, or even these like county island type acreage properties.
Mm-hmm.
Many times when we're out with buyers, we'll go look at the property and they start getting excited, going, oh, I can put this on this, you know, the house is here and I've got all this land. But what they don't always realize too is there's easements for ingress and egress for somebody that might own the parcel behind or to the side. So things like that are important too with entitled to understand what the property is.
Oh, it is absolutely important. Let's talk about something else. You know, we have a lot of non-U.S. residents that come to the United States to buy properties. I would say, Vicki, our experience more than anything has been with Canadians, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Canadians. It can be anybody that's a non-U.S. resident wanting to buy real property in the United States. We call that FRPTA. So what is FRPTA, Sherry?
Foreign Investment Real Estate Property Tax Act.
Right. And what is that exactly?
It comes into play when you are selling a property
okay.
and you do not have a U.S. Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't matter where you're from, Canada, citizen of Mexico, Brazil,
doesn't matter.
Croatia, doesn't matter. If you do not have a U.S. Social Security number, you are subject to the terms that the IRS put forth on the FIRPTA Act.
As if you were a citizen of the U.S. or had a U.S. Social Security number.
There are extra steps that need to be taken, extra paperwork. There's funds withheld from your proceeds
and sent to
the IRS. And you have to actually file a tax return to get that money back.
So this is very, very, very important, Vicki, because when you are representing a non-U.S. citizen selling a property, and boy, there are many of them. We sell many, many, many second homes of Canadians that come down to Arizona, buy a second home, and then over the course of years decide maybe to sell that home. You have to be up on FIRPTA. You have to be up on what the law says. And that's another reason that we really go to Sherry and Title Alliance.
That's right. The other thing is there's disclosure to the buyer.
Oh, absolutely.
When you are selling a property and you're not a U.S. resident, FIRPTA disclosures need to be up front to that buyer because there could be some cost that the buyer has to absorb if the seller doesn't do things properly.
Well, you know, and this is another reason that it is very, very, very important to deal with real estate agents, Vicki and Sherry, that understand the real estate market, that understand the laws and understand these issues so that we can explain them to our sellers and to our home buyers. Would you agree, Sherry?
I would absolutely agree. It's imperative to use professionals.
Absolutely.
You know, Carol, recently when you bought your new home, that was a FIRPTA real estate transaction in the sense that the seller was from Canada. And when he reached out to us, he said, I need to have somebody that understands the FIRPTA way because I know I have to do some things. And so we were able to step in and we did lean on Title Alliance as well to help us through that process.
And Sherry, thank you for your wisdom in that because we got that transaction closed. Our Canadian seller went back to Canada, was very happy, and his U.S. buyer, Ms. Carol Royce, who bought that beautiful home, was and is still very, very happy. So thank you for that, Vicki, but that's very true. So again, you know, knowledge and experience and professionalism, they all matter when you're selecting a real estate agent. This is a complex business that we're in. It's why we lean on Title Alliance for your knowledge, your experience in that field, and why Vicki and I stay educated and updated on the facts that are important to you as a home seller or home buyer. Not only do we sell your home fast, but you don't want to sell your home so fast that the agent misses details. Correct, Vicki?
Right.
And costs you time and money.
We always say we live and die by what's written into that residential purchase contract. And so it matters who you have representing you.
Oh, amen.
From the real estate team to the title to the mortgage, all the way through the process.
It matters so very much. So pick up the phone and call me. I'd love to talk with you. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Vicki and I are here. We're available. We'd love to talk with you, whether you're a U.S. citizen or a non-resident. We can help you in the purchase of homes and especially in the sale of your home. Vicki?
You've been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today, 480-776-5231. We'd love to talk to you, or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Sherry over at Title Alliance.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am in the studio today, of course, with my partner and the queen. Would you call yourself queen? I will. I'll call you queen of the Carol Royce Team Luxury Division, Miss Vicki Middlebrook. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing great.
How is that luxury division?
You know, the luxury division is, it's moving right along. You know, with everything in the valley, things have kind of slowed down a bit, but we are still seeing a lot of strong sales happening.
We are seeing a lot of strong sales happening, and a lot of that credit, Vicki, goes to you on the Carroll Race team. And again, we are here with one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, and that is Miss Sherry Hegemeister, and she is with Title Alliance. And wow, what an impressive title, Internal Audit Compliance Manager of the Western Division. Sherry, I would think with Internal Audit Compliance, it's going to all fall to you. You're seeing all of these disputes and all of these issues come into Title Alliance when an escrow is opened, and it falls right on your shoulders.
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what are some of the things that you as a compliance manager get involved with.
I get involved with earnest money disputes.
Earnest money disputes. That's a big one. Because here's what a seller thinks, right? Here's mm-hmm. what a seller thinks. Because we have our purchase contracts are 9 pages long, okay? And we assume that our sellers are reading the purchase contract, every word of it, and understanding every word of it. When in reality, Vicki, most of these contracts are sent to the seller by DocuSign or e-signature. They're just going on and they're signing it. And unfortunately, many of them, even though we advise them to read the contract,
well, we are outlining the contract to them.
However,
there's some details in there where they think they understand because they've sold homes in the past, but they're not necessarily understanding every single line of that purchase contract.
So here's something that we get from time to time from a seller. All right, so the buyer, the house is under contract. The buyer does an inspection. The seller and the buyer cannot come to terms on the inspection, so the buyer cancels under the terms and conditions of the buyer's inspection notice and seller's response. The seller will say, do we get the buyer's earnest money? What is the answer to that?
No.
No. No, you don't, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. You do not get the buyer's earnest money. And why is that, Sherry?
We look at the four corners of the contract, and as long as you are within the time frames and the paperwork is all done within your time frames, and when you work with professionals, it always will be.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer is entitled to a refund of their money.
Okay. Let's talk about another one. Buyer, house does not appraise. And so the buyer says the house didn't appraise, and the buyer and seller don't come to terms with the new purchase price. The buyer cancels. Does the seller get the buyer's earnest money?
No.
No. Again, why not?
There's usually, especially if you work with the professional.
The Carroll Race team. She's talking about the Carroll Race team.
I am. There's an appraisal contingency in your contract.
Right. That's right.
That allows for the buyer to cancel in the event that it does not appraise.
Buyer does not qualify for financing. Miss Vicki, does the seller get the earnest money back?
No.
No. And why not, ladies?
There's a contingency in the purchase contract for the financing. Mm-hmm. So if the buyer does not qualify, earnest money goes back to that particular buyer. However, let's say that the buyer is under contract. The buyer does their home inspection. The appraiser comes out to the property, appraises it for value. The buyer is approved for their loan. And all of a sudden, another house comes on the market that the buyer goes, wow, I like that house better over there. In that case, buyer cancels, they would lose their earnest money.
Correct, Sherry?
Correct. They absolutely would.
You know, Sherry, one of the things that we talk about at the Carroll Race team, we understand that these contracts are just exactly that. They are legal contracts. They have beginning dates. They have ending dates. They have all of the legalese in them. You need, Vicki, to deal with a real estate agent that understands the written word in these contracts and can advise the buyer if they're working with a buyer, or the seller if they're working with the seller, what these contracts mean, what the stipulations are, what the time frames are, Sherry, that
exactly.
You said. Because they're very specific on time frames.
Very.
And we have to live within those. So let's get down the road just a little bit here. So we're supposed to close on February 1st, if that's a weekday, I just picked a day, and the buyer doesn't close. The loan docs aren't to you, Sherry. The lender has not provided the loan docs. What is the seller's, what are their options if we get to the close date and nothing happens?
The seller needs to cure mm-hmm. the buyer And that gives the buyer then 3 days to perform.
And that's an important thing. That doesn't necessarily mean, Vicki, that the seller is canceling, but they're giving a cure notice to the buyer. They're saying, buyer, you are in breach of the contract because we had a closing date of February 1st. When can the seller issue that cure notice to the buyer, Sherry?
5 p.m. the day of closing.
So 5 p.m. comes, we're not closed, then the seller can do that. They can issue the cure notice.
Correct. And it's calendar days.
Calendar days.
Not business days.
So if that's at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Correct. They have until Monday to close.
What if Monday is a holiday?
I believe that that then goes to the following business day.
It does. I believe it does, too, on Tuesday. These things are very, very important, you know, because we're advising you, the seller and or the buyer, through the process of this.
Right.
Again, Vicki, these contracts are lengthy. There's a lot of words in there. There are a lot of legalese and time dates. And if this party fails, this party has the right to. These are contracts. And so, again, at the Carol Royce team, Vicki and our team, we know the contracts.
We know the contract, and we really don't have these issues at the Carol Royce team because we're educating our sellers and our buyers through the process. And I always say to them, that's why you have us on your side, whether we're on the representing them on the buying side or the selling side. And we're walking them through the process every step of the way so they don't have these unfortunate issues.
No, that's exactly right. So, Sherry, just from my personal experience, sometimes we get hung up because the lender gets hung up, meaning the buyer's mortgage company gets hung up. So tell me, when a closing happens, what does Title Alliance need to close? If it is financing, if there is going to be a loan, what do you need?
I need a closing disclosure from the lender, which gives me all of the loan fees.
Okay.
I know what all the real estate fees are, commissions, taxes, HOAs, subject transfers, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the lender is going to be charging until I see their CD or closing disclosure.
Okay.
We need to balance with their people.
Okay.
In other words, we need to agree on the bottom line that's due from the buyer and agree on all of the fees. And then I need their loan docs.
Absolutely. So nothing happens in the world of title, and it doesn't matter which title company, nothing happens in the world of title without these things happening.
Correct.
We like, at the Carol Royce team, we love to see the title docs come over to you at Title Alliance, the loan docs, rather, not the day of closing.
Yeah, we would prefer that as well. It is possible, but your contract does call for those docs to be in my office 3 days prior to closing.
3 days prior to closing. And so, Vicki, we're all over that. Right? Because especially if we're representing, well, either party, the buyer or the seller, you want those docs in a timely manner. Because, Sherry, your escrow officers are going to be reaching out to the buyer and seller and letting them know that the CD is here.
Yes.
And here are your costs. Here's what, seller, your proceeds are going to be, and buyer, here's what you need to bring to title.
Correct.
And well, not only that.
Parties are, that's a huge interest to the parties.
Well, the reason it needs to happen 3 days prior is because she's got to do all that work. She's got to balance with the lender and then notify the seller and buyer that they need to come in and do signings.
That's
well,
true.
Guess what? Many times buyer and seller work and they just can't drop their work schedule because a lender delayed their documents. So that's why it's really important to get them there 3 days in advance so everybody has time to sign, both buyer and seller parties, and to make everything smooth so it can actually record on the day of closing.
Oh, Vicki.
Because the buyers have their moving truck waiting.
That's what I was going to say.
Too.
There are those moving trucks that we deal with constantly, Sherry. The seller many times doesn't want to move out until they know it has been inked, and the buyer is sitting there with their moving van hoping to move in, and so it all comes down to that closing.
It sure does.
Yeah, so it's important to work with professionals like the Carol Race team and Title Alliance. So that way you have a smooth closing process. And again, the Carol Race team is with you every step of the way. Agent selection matters more than ever today.
It does.
So reach out to the Carol Race team today at 480-776-5231. And if you have any title questions or anything like that, we can definitely put you in touch with Title Alliance and they can help you with any of those questions. Maybe you've inherited an estate or something like that and you need some information.
Well, and that's right. And let's just talk about that moving truck. If you are a client, buyer or seller with the Carol Race team, we do have a moving truck that you can use, absolutely complimentary from our team. It's like a U-Haul truck
for In the valley, moves only.
You can't take it to Tennessee. We did have one client that said, we're moving to Tennessee. Can we take your truck? And I go, but then how do I get it back? Right. I guess I'd have to fly to Tennessee, Vicki.
Valley moves only.
Spend a few days in Nashville. I'm just thinking this could work out. I could spend a few days in Nashville and no, that doesn't work. Let's just clarify that. If you're in Maricopa or Pinal County, and you're a client of the Carol Race team, we are happy to share our moving van with you.
Yeah, we want to make things easy for you along the process. So you've been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. We're here with you every single Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold, guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today. We'd love to talk with you. 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. We're going to talk about what's going on in that under a million real estate market. Stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. Hey, Vicki, that was a great, great, great segment with Sherry, who is the Internal Audit Compliance Manager for Title Alliance. What valuable information she brings. And again, it's pointed out that you really, if you're a home seller, home buyer, you have got to deal with a real estate agent company that knows the ins and outs of these purchase contracts, their timelines, and what exactly it means for you as a seller or a buyer.
Absolutely. It's important. That's why we say it matters who you hire to represent you. You know, the Carol Race team, we're here with you every single Sunday afternoon to educate you, our listeners, and our valued clients on, you know, what goes on in our local Arizona real estate market, as well as you want a team that understands the real estate purchase contract.
You certainly do. You certainly do. And we do understand the real estate purchase contract. Well, Mr. Josh came in. He's been out at the Home and Garden Show. How are things at the Home and Garden Show today, Josh?
It's been awesome. I've been meeting tons of people, even some listeners. I've never been before, so it's been really incredible, but I'm happy to be here now.
Well, that's great. And Vicki, we have had a really good time at the Home and Garden Show. And it just blessed us when you would come up to us and say, hey, I listened to your real estate show. Or, hey, I hear Mr. James T. Harris talking about you, or those afternoon boys, Russell and Hunter. It just blesses us when you share that with us.
That's right. It's always an honor to meet with you.
It's always an honor. So, you know, Vicki, and we've talked about that over a million market, and we're saying that that's a fairly balanced market. Doesn't benefit the buyer, doesn't benefit the seller. We're still seeing a lot of cash in that market, and houses are still selling in that market, although it's taking a few days longer. Agreed?
Agreed. Absolutely agreed with that.
Okay, so now let's get to that under a million market, and let's see what's going on there.
Okay, so all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, if we take a look at what's active for sale, these homes are listed for sale on the market, single-family detached homes. There's 10,619 of them. The average price for those homes listed for sale, $509,163, and the days on market are up at 92 days. Okay. Coming soon, we have 357 homes coming on the market. The average price point for those homes coming on the market, $549,719. So these homes you're not going to find online or on the internet. Under contract, in escrow, they have buyers on them going through the home inspection process or getting a mortgage if they're not paying a cash. We have 4,204 single-family detached homes in that under a million price point. The average price for those homes, $484,165, and the days on market, 79 days average for those homes under contract. Closed escrow. Just since, you know, last week's show, we had 720 single-family detached homes closed escrow. The average price that closed, $472,836, and the days on market were 75. But let's take a look. What were the average listed for sale price for those homes that closed? It was $481,174. So that's a difference of $8,338. Now, what I noticed in that is that number's dropped, that difference between the list price and the close price. So that tells me, as we entered that last quarter four, or we made that push in December, that more sellers probably got realistic with their pricing, and either they did a drastic price reduction or they were more reasonable with the market when they came on the market with their list price. Well, because that negotiation isn't as far apart as what we were seeing.
That's right. So Josh, have you seen the gap narrow between list price and sales price? I know that when you're out talking to potential sellers, you're using the pricing strategy developed by the Carol Race team.
Yep.
And the sellers, when they see the pricing strategy and they see everything that we have to offer, are you seeing the sellers then pricing their homes where they should be priced to get a quick sale?
Definitely. I mean, when we meet with our listeners and just sellers mm-hmm. out there, we mm-hmm. come with all sorts of information. I mean, we mm-hmm. track the numbers here weekly on the show, mm-hmm. but I know that I'm looking at, you know, homes that have sold, but in addition to that, we're also taking into account the active inventory, because realistically,
true.
In a lot of markets under a million, you've got tons of competing homes that you might have to go up mm-hmm, against. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to, you know, look at historical comp data specifically and just base your pricing off of that. I know a lot of sellers out there kind of wanted, you know, the sun and the moon when it came to listing their property back in the earlier parts of last year. But mm-hmm. now that we're kind of through 2022, people seem more realistic, I would say, yes.
We call it reality-based pricing, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to give away any money, any of the seller's money. We appreciate it, that is a seller's equity, and our job is not to give it away.
Exactly. And like you said, I mean, we do use the pricing strategy we've come up with, and mm-hmm. it's a great tool that really tells us how we are on track with where we've priced the property. Because realistically, I mean, we can see the data out there, but it all comes down to what the market is saying. And that's what we're receptive of.
It is so very true. And I tell you what, when you call the Carol Race team, you're going to get a member of our team that cares about you, that's absolutely honored to be in your home, sitting with you and your family, discussing the sale of your home. We don't buy leads like a lot of major companies out there. We don't sell leads like a lot of major companies out there. But we provide our team's knowledge and expertise to you, the homeowner or the home buyer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a member of our team that knows your neighborhood, that has studied the pricing strategy, and that's ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work for you.
Right. So, you know, what Carol was just explaining, let's kind of go back to that. So what's becoming common in, you know, the real estate market is that you reach out to a real estate company or a marketing company out there that's advertising for you to call them to get your home sold. And when you do so, you know, you're kind of in a rotation of the agents that are paying for your information, your contact information, versus who's best to actually serve your needs and your family's needs. So at the Carol Race team, that's not something that we do.
No.
When you reach out to the Carol Race team, you are going to be matched with who's best. So if it's myself, if it's Josh, if it's Carol, or whoever on our team, you're going to be matched with the right fit for you and your family.
Because, you know, we have experts on the West Valley that support that are on mm-hmm. the Carol Race team. Josh, you are great in that high-end buyer market. Mm-hmm. Vicki, you're great in that high-end seller and buyer market. And these are important things for you, the home seller and the home buyer, to work with an expert. So we don't buy leads at the Carol Race team. We don't sell leads at the Carol Race team. We care about you, your family, and getting the very best for you that's out there.
Yeah, I mean, in a market like this, if you're a home seller, we want to make sure that we're giving you honest information too. I find that, you know, so often we're hearing issues where people have been listed with some agents and unfortunately they weren't given the right information to get their home sold.
That's so sad.
And we're often referred to as the do-over team. So
so if you had your home on the market right. and it didn't sell, reach out to the Carol Race team. We want to help you actually meet your goals and reach your dreams because there's a reason you put your home on the market. So we want to walk you through that process of how we can get you top dollar for your home and get you on to whether you're moving to a new home, you're downsizing, moving across the country. We can help you at the Carol Race team. So don't let that experience that you had, that previous experience, don't let that put you down. Look at the opportunity and say, I'm going to call the Carol Race team today, and I'm going to have them sell my house fast and for top dollar.
We do. And, you know, Vicki, we call that a relaunch. We look at that as a relaunch. We want to make your home look special in the eyes of the buyers. We'll come in. We'll do what's necessary, advise you if it needs our design team, if it needs our stager, whatever we need to do to get your property at the top of that buyer's list, we're willing to do that, Josh.
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of steps it takes to getting a home sold in this market.
There are.
You know, in the past couple of years, there wasn't really a whole lot sellers had to do.
I think you threw a sign up.
More or less. And I mean, in some cases, I've been in properties lately where things are a little more, you know, lived in, a little more dated. And I think a lot of buyers now are looking at things with a comparative eye. And there
they
is
are,
so
Josh.
Many, you know, new properties out there or properties that have been, you mm-hmm. know, updated. And mm-hmm. that's going to be a tough thing to compete with. So we're there to tell you what we think you need to do. We do have a bunch of vendors who operate at wholesale prices. So they're amazing. They're vetted, tried, true. So if that's something that you're interested in getting your home ready, we're happy to help.
You know, Vicki, and we have partnered with Miss Nadia Simon, and she is a designer and she's a member of our team now. If you need some information on getting your home refreshed to get it on the market, or if you're thinking about buying a home that where you need that home, some work done on that home to make it yours, you need to pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. It would be my pleasure to put you in touch with our design team.
That's right. The design team's really exciting. We've been working with her for, you know, over a year now. But to put it into play and to see how our clients are responding, and she's amazing. She can help you from just redecorating your house or just taking the things in your home and moving them around and repurposing them to a complete remodel where walls are coming down. Kitchens are coming out. Bathrooms are being done. She can do it all with her background and her design experience. So at the Carol Race team, we want to give you options. We are all about helping you and your family win and seeing you succeed.
Hey, I want to thank you for tuning in today. I want to remind you that we are having our investment seminar. The first one will be at February 2nd, and the second one will be on Saturday, February the 4th. Come on out and let Vicki and I teach you on how to increase your wealth through the investment of residential real estate. Vicki?
Call us today at 480-776-5231, and we can get you all the information on that investment seminar, or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. We'll see you next week.